You're listening to SBS News.
BBC Radio Nottingham.
As far as the view from metropolitan London is concerned, BBC local radio is a cosy place, dealing with local issues, staffed by friendly people who couldn't make it on national radio. As it turns out, that view was about as wrong as it's possible to be. Prime Minister Liz Truss, who has avoided being interviewed by national TV and radio in recent days, agreed to a round of interviews with BBC local stations around the country. With the International Monetary Fund telling her government they should step back from their economic policy of tax cuts, and the Bank of England having to step in to prevent pension funds and insurers crashing, there's intense interest in what she had to say. Prior to the interviews taking place, scornful London journalists expected interviews to be an easy ride, facing questions about her favourite colour or what she likes for breakfast. Nothing could be further from the truth. The presenters were tough and incisive.
Where have you been?
Well, I think we've got to remember the situation we were facing this winter.
Radio Leeds presenter Rima Ahmed there, asking the question to which many wanted to know the answer. Comparing the interviews around the country, it was hard not to believe Ms. Truss was working with a pre-prepared script. Radio Kent's Anna Cookson quoted a listener's comments and got a similar answer.
And Lydia says, are you ashamed of what you've done? Are you?
I think we have to remember what situation this country was facing. You know, we were going into the winter with people expected to face fuel bills of up to £6,000, huge rates of inflation.
And you've made it worse.
But also slowing economic growth.
Ms. Truss's mini-budget came up again and again, though she was keen to focus on the energy measures her government has taken to lower the costs of bills for UK households. Faced with BBC Radio Stokes' John Akers, Ms. Truss appeared lost for words at times.
It's also about how we grow the size of the pie so that everyone can benefit.
By borrowing more and putting our mortgages up.
We need to borrow more this winter for the energy crisis that we're facing.
We're going to spend more in mortgage fees under what you've done based on the predictions than we would have saved with energy.
I don't think anybody is arguing that we shouldn't have acted on energy.
BBC Radio Norfolk's Chris Gorham pushed the Prime Minister, who is a Norfolk MP, on the negative reactions to her mini-budget.
Since Friday, the IMF, the Bank of England, the Bishop of Norwich, the RSPB, wildlife trusts across the country have all spoken out against various parts of the mini-budget. Can you reassure our listeners that your judgment is better than those well-respected organisations and individuals I've just mentioned?
As Prime Minister, I have to do what I believe is right for the country and what is going to help move our country forward. And of course, there are many people with many different opinions, but what I think nobody is arguing with is that we had to take action to deal with what is a very, very difficult economic situation.
Arguably, one of the disadvantages of a politician facing a local radio journalist is that they have an in-depth knowledge of local issues. Radio Lancashire's Graham Liver tackled Liz Truss on the subject of fracking, which uses hydraulic fracturing to extract fossil fuels from shale rock. The British government is keen to pursue fracking in Lancashire, where locals who objected to the scheme were dismissed as Luddites opposed to new technology by Business Minister Jacob Rees-Mogg. The government says it would only happen with local consent.
What does local consent look like, Prime Minister?
Well, The Energy Secretary will be laying out in more detail exactly what that looks like, but it does mean making sure there is local support for going ahead.
And I can assure
I can assure Mark Menzies. Well, there are various detailed issues to be worked through.
Media commentators in London were no longer mocking the local radio presenters, but praising them on Twitter for holding the Prime Minister to account. The Daily Mail's Dan Hodges tweeted,
Liz Truss currently sounds like a pre-recorded message telling you she's sorry the government is out, but please call back later.
Also on Twitter, the Daily Telegraph's Jack Maidment.
Liz Truss insisted economic chaos is not confined to the UK and there are stormy times across the world. She refused to accept the mini-budget had played any sort of role in the instability we have seen domestically since last Friday. Safe to say a lot of people disagree.
And from the Byline Times, Adam Bienkoff.
That has to be the most brutal round of local radio interviews I've ever heard a Prime Minister face. Not a single note of contrition from Liz Truss, or even the slightest indication she plans to change course in any way.
Alan Lee, SBS News.